And he sat there and looked at me. And he said, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, I applied for a job at Dural Paper Bag, and I don't know for sure if they're going to hire me. They're going to let me know today sometime. And he said, well, how much were they going to start you at? I said, I don't know. I didn't ask him. He sat there and looked at me some more. And then he said, do you mind if I call him? I said, no, call him. So he called him. And he said, I got a man in my office. He told him who I was. And he said he had an interview with you and took a physical, and he wants to know if he's got the job. And they said, yeah, he's got the job. It starts Monday. And he said, well, how much does he make? And they told him. He hung the phone up, and he looked at me. He said, you got the job, and you start Monday. I said, well, good. And he sat there and stared at me. And he said, now, why do you want this money? I said, I'm getting married. He pulled a check out. He wrote out it. He had me sign a paper. And he says, I'm going to loan you the $500. Now, I don't know. See, he didn't want to do that, but the Lord told him to do that. Now, I'm telling you, God will make a way where there is no way if people will learn to trust him. Trust him. And so, you know, we got what we needed. We got married, and I'm not even going to go through all that because it'll take too long, but we got married. But what I want to tell you is I didn't trust nobody but the Lord. Today, I don't trust nobody but the Lord. Every job I have, the Lord's told me where to go to work. And they said I couldn't work because I had club feet, and I'd have to sit behind a desk, and that I would be blind. You can see I'm not blind, I'm not bald-headed, and I don't have club feet. And I do have a job, and God gave it to me, and I do have a wife, and I do have 5 children, and they're all preaching the gospel, and they're all serving the Lord, and they're trying to win souls in this last day. So no matter how old you are, no matter where you are, you may be sitting by a dumpster pulling garbage out of it. You may be laying in your bed with nobody to love you. You may be alone, lost, wonder why you're even living. There's a man named Jesus looking for you. And if you'll call out to him, he said, I come to seek and to save those that were lost. Thank God. Because man will not help you. They can't help you. God will help you. And turn your life around. And I'm telling you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory to wake up in the morning and to know that the Redeemer of my soul let me open my eyes. Is there mountains? Yep. Are there valleys? Yep. I had those when I was a sinner. But I've got the master now. Oh, God's so good to us, church. The Lord's so good to us. He's blessed us going and coming. I praise the Lord, and I thank him for this great salvation. There's so much to tell. There's so much that God's done. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. And I probably haven't scratched the surface, and I lost concentration on all my notes, and I knew I would. But I'm telling you, I don't need a note to tell you that God's real and that he'll help you if you'll let him. And he'll save your soul if you'll call on him. So at this time, if it'd be all right, could we stand? And if anybody would like to give us a song and come pray, I'm telling you, this is the best time of the year. You know, I'd like to say this, if I could, real quick. This company I work for, they don't give out Christmas bonuses. So through the year, I would try to scrap everything we could to save money so at Christmas time we could buy a gift for our employees. We had 5 branches. I wanted to personally buy the gift and personally wrap the gift and then have them come in and present everybody with a gift. If it was, and I tried, Brother Henson, to do it where I could spend $100 on each person. And when I first started, we had maybe 20 people, and then it got to 30. Then it got up to 60, 70, 80 people. And so it would take me a couple of days to buy these gifts and wrap them. And one night while I was wrapping these gifts, I got to thinking, if I could wrap this salvation and put it under a tree. When these employees opened it the next morning, they could experience the same gift as me. And I got to crying. And as fast as I could write this, this came to me. I like to read it. This is Christmas, greatest gift. I'll never forget the day I received the greatest gift of all, the gift of forgiveness of my sins, both great and small. And Christmas is a reminder of the giving grace of God, how some completely miss the meaning and others think we're odd. But oh, if I could wrap it as a gift and put it under a tree, and when you opened it on Christmas Day, you would experience the same gift as me. Your life would have such meaning, such joy and peace to give. No longer would you be sorrowful, but thankful for every day you lived. If I could wrap it as a gift and put it under a tree, then the world would understand and how happy life would be. There was a day God wrapped this gift in swaddling clothes, and he laid it in a stable. He gave it to the whole wide world for all of those that were able. Able to accept, able to believe, able to repent of their sins, and able to receive. Folks, if we'll just believe and repent, God will help you and save your soul. And that's my wish for this year, that God would touch the hearts of people and give them that gift that he gave me. Praise God.